reason why we've come to Korowa. We've heard that there is a plan by International Finance to buy up the motels and to buy up some of the states around here. They've already begun firing locals from this town. They're firing locals from their jobs, and they're importing cheap labor from the third world to replace them. We can talk about it afterwards. We love this country, and we have to apologize on behalf of the masks. See, the people of Korowa don't understand that where we're from, most of us from Victoria, we've come across the border to speak on the behalf of all communities that are being affected by this. When you dare stand up against the people that are destroying not just this town, but this country, when you stand up against BlackRock and International Finance, they come after your family, they come after your bank accounts, they firebomb you, they assault you, they imprison you and lock you in solitary confinement. Almost all the men here have suffered on behalf of fighting for white Australia. Not in the way that our ANZACs have, not in the way that our ancestors did, but in a different kind of war. A war for the spirit of this nation. The people that are destroying this country are doing it out of greed and out of hatred for us, white Australians. We didn't come here to disrupt your day. We came here to stand side by side with you in a struggle that you are only just beginning to face. You have not yet met the brunt of the system's force. So you may think of ourselves as quite ludicrous or quite ridiculous at this stage. I don't have the power to solve the problems that you people are going to face soon. We are only a few men. But what I do promise you is we will never stop fighting for our people. We will never stop raising awareness for the fact that white people in this town, in this country, and across the world are slowly being replaced and eradicated. It's not an eradication like genocides in the past. It's not an eradication with machetes or bombs. Not yet anyway. It's a slow replacement. It's your town transforming. Very few of us are from this town. Most of us have come from abroad. But we've come here with a warning. The towns we have come from, the suburbs we have come from, are now inundated with cheap third world labor. We can't afford homes. We're losing our jobs. We're being pushed out. So hate us. Hate us for raising this alarm. Hate us for hiding our faces, because most of us aren't ready yet for the terror police at our door. But neither are you. You people aren't ready for what the police, what the state will do to you when you dare stand up for this country. What we're fighting for is more than Korowa. It's more than Victoria and New South Wales. We're fighting for a spiritual revival of our nation. We love this land. We love this country. And we are hated by the elites that are destroying it. I don't offer you a quick solution to the problem. And all the people that are watching this online, I don't offer quick fixes. I can't wave a magic wand and stop the businesses that are being bought up by BlackRock and the international Jews. I can't stop that from happening right now. I can't stop you from losing your jobs when you inevitably do. When these businesses fire you because you demand a fair day's wage for a fair day's work. I don't have that magic wand. Instead of empty promises like the politicians might give you, I offer you the opposite. I offer you a long road ahead. I offer you struggle and hardship. I offer you sacrifice and duty. And it's going to take a lot of sacrifice to take this country back from those that are destroying it. The rot is too deep. This is not surface rust. This is not a few policies changing in Canberra. Every town is under attack. Every suburb is under attack. And they come in, millions of them. And you don't have a taste of it yet, but you will. And you will remember this day where men from Melbourne and Albury and New South Wales came here to warn you. And you will remember this day. And when you slowly see your town transform and the cheap coloured scabs that come here financed by Jews on Wall Street, when you see them come here and occupy your town, when you see your town transform slowly over decades into a third world nation, you will remember us. You will remember that we came here and we warned you. What I offer you instead of a quick fix is simple. I want you to start noticing. I want you to start noticing not just what's going on in your town, not just what's going on at the pork business where they're shipping in migrants and buying up the hotels so they can replace the local workforce here. I want to remind you, I want you to be aware. I want you to be knowledgeable. I want you to know the truth. The media have betrayed you. The politicians have betrayed you. The banks have betrayed you. And as we grow, and as we get more powerful in this country, and as more men join us so we can raise this alarm, I promise you this, people of Kawa, we will not betray you. We will not forget you. And we will come back for you when your country, when your land, when your town is in tatters. That's what they have planned. And what we have planned is the great revival of our nation in the spirit of our ancestors. Blood and honour!
Blood and honour!
That will be all. Didn't take charge.